I'm Tom Martin with a preview of this week's edition of Eastern Standard.
You got a situation where you've got an aging system, you've got fewer people, but then you've also got a situation where you're creating more problems than you're solving.
Kentucky Auditor Mike Harmon on an analysis of a state unemployment insurance system that was already understaffed and outdated before pandemic job losses hit like a tidal wave.
You had people that were receiving unemployment that really weren't supposed to receive it, and you had people that were supposed to receive unemployment that's not getting it.
Years and years of underfunding and understaffing coming home to roost. Reports of suicides among students as the pandemic wears on.
Youth suicide has been on the rise for more than 10 years. So youth suicide has been a problem that predates the pandemic.
Dr. Melinda Moore.
I'm a supervisor in the trauma and suicide prevention clinic that's within the EKU psychology clinic.
And that clinic and many others like it are busy.
We are seeing an influx. I mean, this is more anecdotal, of definitely very anxious, depressed, worried, and sometimes suicidal children and adolescents.
And we'll hear how widespread virtual meetings to avoid close contact have made us far more comfortable with teletherapy. We have part two of a series of reports by Corinne Boyer about addiction during a pandemic and the perspectives of professionals on the front line.
We're going to probably see a surge in the number of cases of patients experiencing suicidal ideation, increase patients with addiction. And for those who have been stable in treatment, the increased isolation will result in multiple relapses.
This client of Second Chance Center for Addiction Treatment worries that the pandemic is leading to more cases of addiction.
Anytime you have people with addiction and they're being forced to stay at home, I think it's going to create a bigger problem.
We'll talk with the founder and head of AppHarvest about taking the company public.
We're very fortunate. We had 22 meetings with investors, and we had 17 investors commit to come in and invest in the company.
About fears of competition with local farmers.
Now, we're doing our first harvest intentionally in the middle of winter. So think about this. It's snowing, and for us, it couldn't have been a better day. Our first harvest and trucks were going out as it was snowing on the hillsides in Appalachia. And if a local farmer can't grow in the dead of winter in the snow, we're operating at peak capacity. So we'll be ramping down over the summer, and we're doing that to clean out our facility in the middle of when local farmers will be going online. But again, at the end of the day, it's not an us versus them at all. It's we've got to work together. And the competition is really pretty clear and singular. It's Mexico and potentially California.
And we'll talk with Jonathan Webb about Kentucky's post-coal future.
We've all talked about diversifying the economy in Kentucky. We're just one company. Let's get 10 companies like this going, and we can do this.
And finally, the question, what does an AppHarvest tomato taste like? Tom Eblin is back with another in his series of interviews with Kentucky authors. This week, Louisville's Lisa Cross Smith.
I am very proud to be a Black woman who's writing fiction that's not always centered on race.
So what will we find in the pages of her latest, This Close to OK?
I love secrets in my fiction. I love characters that you just want to hold on to. I just love characters that you get to know intimately.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.